And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
The court of public opinion is far more damning than jury trials that cost millions. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. The worlds apart in charges and genre, there is one big similarity between the trials of former baseball pitcher Roger Clemens and former presidential hopeful John Edwards. They are both an enormous waste of time and taxpayer money. Whatever the verdicts, they won't change the results in the court of public opinion. And both of these men have been disgraced to the point where their ultimate aspirations have turned into lifelong humiliation, more confining than any jail cell or monetary fine they have to fork over. Do you think the parade of witnesses is going to change my opinion or yours on whether Clemens prolonged his all-star pitching career by taking steroids or HGH? We either think he did and is lying through his pearlies to save what's left of his self-esteem and reputation, he did not do anything illegal, or it doesn't matter because in that era of baseball there were so many players beyond Clemens and Bonds doing it, some who did the smart thing and admitted to a watered-down version of the truth. Clemens may be hoping for an acquittal to save his chances for the Hall of Fame, which are pretty much gone by now anyway. Hall of Fame voters are old-school traditionalists, and the fact that Clemens was accused with some pretty strong evidence will kill enough votes to deny Clemens a spot at Cooperstown. That's the penultimate punishment for someone with an ego the size of Texas. Edwards could get off the way his trial is turning Andrew Young into the guilty party who squandered most of the questionable millions on himself and his family while squiring Real Hunter and the Edwards love child around the country. But even more so than the Clemens case, this one is really a waste of our time and money. It's on the record and in our collective face that Edwards turned out to be far from the pretty boy politician he appeared to be on the fast track to the White House. He not only cheated on his late wife Elizabeth, which some could say is part of the political process, but he fathered a bastard child and then scammed the world. His chances of being anything but a political punchline are D-O-N-E. This is our chance. See you.